Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, crazy. Another poll out this morning. Pam Evett in first place, allegedly, in the gubernatorial primary, Republican primary. Alan Wilson in second place at 16%. Pam Evett at 19%. Third place, according to this one, a tie between Nancy Mace and Ram Reddy. Fourth place is Ralph Norman. But they're all within the margin of error. Mm-hmm. Yet another one of these polls, and in this particular one, around 20% still haven't made up their mind. So, I mean, wow, this is...
Going to have to get with it here.
Yeah. So, I literally, whatever's out there the next 2 days, I think people are just going to go try to figure out who to vote for. So, got crazy over the weekend with McMaster Jr., quitting the Pam Evett campaign. I don't know. If you read it, it's so strange. He doesn't acknowledge he was ever on the ballot, but he doesn't deny that he was on the ballot. He just drops off like, you know, going to spend more time with my family. So Looks like that really hurt her. This whole idea of, you know, Henry McMaster's son, you know, going to be her running mate, according to Donald Trump, who it looked like to me threw her under the bus last week, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how this ends up.
Well, the Wilson campaign had been saying for some time that she was going to pick him as the running mate.
Yeah, and then in April, there was a Fitz News story on it, and she denied, nope, that's not going to happen. He's not going to be my running mate. I'm not going to do that. Well, then who are you going to pick, she was asked. Won't say until after the primary. Sure about that? Well, Trump did his endorsement of her last weekly, and at the end of it, he said, oh, by the way, this is going to be great. Pam Evett is running with Henry McMaster's son, who may be a nice guy. I don't know him, but he's not qualified to be lieutenant governor just because his daddy is governor. That rubbed people the really, really, really wrong way, but it made her look like a liar because she had said, no, 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 I'm not running with him. And Trump's like, yes, she is. Yeah. Well, that ricocheted around on Facebook and a lot of other places and did not play well for her at all. So over the weekend, he had to come out and say, you know, after deleting his entire internet history, by the way, that was probably a wise choice. Some really crazy stuff in that. He came out and said, it's not time for me to run right now. Not going to do it. So he's off the ballot. Not sure who's on it. And this is going to come down to a photo finish, Lee. This is so crazy. They're so bunched up, and every one of these polls is different. In some of them, Rahm Reddy is in third place. In some of them, Ralph Norman is. Josh Kimbrell dropped out, so he's kind of a non-factor. Nancy Mason, this one, is third. Ahead of Rahm Reddy, well, tied with him, basically, photo finish. So it could go any possible way. I think anything's possible. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, I still think it's almost certainty there's going to be a runoff.
Yeah.
So go ahead and pencil in a runoff for 2 weeks from tomorrow. So
yeah, and a very nasty one too, no doubt.
Oh yeah, yeah. It'll get very interesting very quickly, because if there's any other powder they've been keeping dry, that's when it'll be ignited. So
absolutely. So all of that's going on, and Pam Evett finished up her campaign in the upstate where she lives. That was her last stop. That tells me that's where she's weakest. Look, I mean, the McMaster term has not been good. It just really has. South Carolina is prospering on its own because it's a great business environment. That doesn't have a lot to do with Henry McMaster. I mean, Lee, it was so bad. We have a record fire here, generational fire, and I have to light up the governor because it's been a week and he hasn't shown up. Just didn't even bother to come. And that's McMaster. And that's been the governing style. Just don't show up unless it's a ribbon cutting with all the right people, in which case show up. So this is going to be kind of, in a way, a referendum on the, you know, McMaster term. And look, Pam Evett hasn't had a lot to do with that because, you know, we have a very weak lieutenant governor, $26,000 a year job. It's really part time. But it's not a good look either. When you said a year ago you were going to open Palmetto Penn on this show. Palmetto Penn was supposed to be for illegal immigrants. They were going to crack down. They never did. So that's kind of the leadership you're talking about. I mean, President Trump asks, hey, you know, help me deputize your SLED agents, deputize your highway patrol. Do what Ron DeSantis did, please. Mm-hmm. He asked the second month he was in office. McMaster, no, can't be bothered. So immigration enforcement, big zero from them. You're just not going to get that. And, you know, I just thought it was really funny last week how now all of a sudden we're having this raid in Abbeville, Lee. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The
week, national news.
Oh, yeah, because it was huge because they also arrested the management.
Exactly. They had a couple of people that were in the management of that situation and charged them. They're the ones that are probably facing the biggest legal challenge.
And that's going to cause all kinds of ripples, like, throughout the system with these managers. Going, and this is what I want to see, okay, ultimately here. I want to see a guy in a suit with shiny shoes. I want to see him arrested. I want to see him in cuffs. Because good job getting the manager and the HR director.
I mean, if you've got a situation where you've got a company that is doing this and they are violating the law, they are ignoring things, they're accepting without any justification, you know, bad IDs. I mean, hey, if you've got the evidence, go for it.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. try Maintain X free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
I hope they flip them on the upper end and manage, because there is no way the HR director and the manager are just walking around trying to figure out how to hire illegal immigrants without direction to do so from above. And it's until we get handcuffs onto people in the boardroom, this isn't going to change. But I can tell you this, Lee, there are a lot of managers, line managers, HR people, regular middle class people freaking out in the upstate over the last few days over this, just going, oh, my gosh, who have I hired? So good to see that, but you know, it's very last minute, and I would have liked to have seen enforcement go on in some sort of serious way in this state before the election.
Well, so it should have been going on for years. I mean, I do remember years ago we had a big raid at one of the chicken processing plants in the upstate. So, but that was years ago. So,
well, yeah, and it's like if you look at Florida comparatively, I mean, they're hitting construction sites there. I mean, they've picked up deported over 15,000. I mean, that's just for comparison's sake.
I have to mention this. I heard a story recently where there's been a whole look at you mentioned construction, and there has been a lot of questionable identities or nationalities or you know, citizenship of folks in the construction industry. And there's been a whole rash of lawsuits because of shoddy construction. And there's a couple of very big name groups that operate in this area of the Southeast building homes. And there's lawsuit after lawsuit. In fact, I think they're getting ready to have a class action lawsuit against a couple of these companies because of shoddy workmanship, because they're hiring people who do not have the construction knowledge.
You know what else that's coming from? I bet you, I'd tell you what, it's the engineers. Because what broke over the weekend, Lee, was shocking. The Indian government admitting we have raided multiple degree mills. One of them alone produced 36,000 fake degrees. You could buy them for as little as $1,400. Mm-hmm. Engineering was one of the main ones. STEM and, get this, nursing and doctors.
Yeah, that's...
That's terrifying.
Well, engineering is too, because that could be life-threatening, but yeah.
And I mean, look, I used to work in a construction site. Yeah. Believe me, engineers are very involved in overseeing those projects. This weekend, all that propaganda about H-1B visas, you know, bringing in critical skilled labor, total lie. Yeah. And you're looking at where do these people end up? 83% of them under Biden ended up in kind of professional jobs, engineering jobs, jobs like that, but low end. This is why our kids who have real degrees have a 9.5% unemployment rate in their early 20s. They're really struggling against these H-1Bs. Why? Because you're bringing in an engineer who really can't do higher level work. And look, the way that this works is, say there's 100,000 engineering jobs in America, let's just say, and there's 100,000 engineers to do them. The immigration lobbyists will demand Congress let in 20,000 more H-1B visa holders to flood the labor market artificially. Why? So they can bust down wages across the entire market. So it's not capitalism. It's crony capitalism, Lee. And it's a sophisticated form of theft engineered from the top, halls of Congress. They're stealing wages. And that's why it doesn't actually matter if the H-1B visa holder from other countries are very good at their jobs. They know they're not. They're taking them in at low levels. They know a lot of these people don't even have real degrees. You know what else they're finding in this investigation? In the degree mills, there's other degree mills where you only have to have a 30 to 40% pass rate to get your degree. And there were others, Lee, this is so bad. Listen to this. They do offer you a course before you get your degree. You know what it teaches you to do?
What would that be?
How to fit in your field as if you have a degree.
Okay.
Great. It's basic operational knowledge, terminology, things like that.
Right.
This is a disaster because these are fraudsters. We've taken 7 million of these H-1Bs. And again, most of them are STEM and engineering, but again, some are doctors. So I'm here to tell you this morning, because of the Indian crackdown, I would be very, very careful to check where the university was that your doctor went to. If it's in India, for now, I'd get another doctor. I'm not kidding. And I hate to have to say that. If this is an Indian degree, get another doctor. Get another nurse practitioner. If it's your engineer where you work, I'd ask some serious questions. Lee, 90% fraudulent H-1Bs. That's a mess. That's going to leave a wound, and this is not the last we've heard of this.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.